You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lying in the front room, the blinds are pulled. Catherine lies here on my arms. Newtown Street stretched down hills, reflecting glassy portraits of blue and yellow. A bloke wanders past. He says something caustic and I feel embarrassed. How lovely! Smokers bus stop, two bar heater, furtive fucking through the wall. Stained glass fingers poke through holes. Jersey steam up when I'm warm. How lovely! The town belt reflects the morning light, but not the indifference. Park cars put on notice, condensation, a welcome diffusion. This is something that would start to feel familiar. Intimate relationships based on the loving dynamic of the 38th parallel, said my friend who's a Facebook poet. You should change the sticks, mate, from chat to glue. How lovely! Smokers bus stop, two bar heater, furtive fucking through the wall. Stained glass fingers poke through holes. Jersey steam up when I'm warm. How lovely! Was that a pejorative statement from the man dressed in neoliberal blue? The financial controller says we need a new singer and he's written it on a piece of paper. On the ride into town, I catch a smile and live on that for a week. The girl from the Westpac, she's nice too. Smoke-filled jams and tone-deaf conversation. My 20s were wasted on me. How lovely. Catch a bus, go to work. I just want to see her face. Have a pint, have a smoke. It's all a waste. Anxious time, silly shit with caustic mace. Cherry docks, both and pills.
Lovely by Big Scout. On the line, we've got Greg Slatter from the band. Kia ora, Greg. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Hot on the release of this excellent new album that you've just put out on Friday, Council Sport. It's lovely to chat with you this morning. You did shred it up at Backroom here in Tamaki Makaurau on the weekend. How does it feel to have this album out in the world now? It's been a wee while in the making, I think.
A bit of a relief more than anything, if I'm honest. It's some of the songs that we've written for it have been knocking around for 2.5 years, and we've played them live so many times, but they've just been sort of sitting there waiting to be recorded. So relief, very proud of it. I think we're all, each of us, are equally happy in our own right around what we've put out.
That's awesome. I mean, it's a really great record. There's something so relatable about the songs on it. That track there, I'm sure, whether someone had a ruckus 20s in Wellington or not, there's much to find familiarity with in that. And that's sort of, a hallmark of the way you guys write, is you take the everyday and you sort of make it something that people can tune into and think, yeah, this sounds a little bit like me. What is the process for writing a Big Scout track? How does it start?
It's sort of evolved over the years. At the beginning, we didn't really have a clue what we were doing, so we were just jamming and seeing what came of it. But in more recent times, we've sort of cottoned on to what everyone else does, which is sort of come to a practice with a mostly written song and then just letting the band sort of mould it from there. In most of the album, it's been me writing the tunes and then coming in with sort of a loose structure and giving it to Jim and Matt and saying, right, what do we want to do with this? And they come out the way they do. The one we just listened to, How Lovely, Jim wrote that just at home alone on a recording software of some description, just put a drum beat and a bass track to it and spat that out. And he sent it to me and Matt, and he goes, I think I've got something here, and let's jam it on Wednesday. And me and Matt were like, hell no, that's done. Yeah, it's a bit of a different process each time. But yeah, we're finally getting the hang of putting it all together.
Mm. But bit of a nebulous question here, but what does music making mean to you guys? Because you do take, you do take very familiar situations and you make them almost anthemic in a way. And I wondered what it is that drives you to make music. Is it just for the joy of it, or do you have something to get off your chest? What's it all about for you?
I'm only really speaking for myself here. I think I've got the gist of why the other guys do it, but for us, it's just all about enjoyment and creating something.
Mm.
I mean, the creation side of it is always the most exciting part when you play a new piece for the first time and everyone looks up like a Cheshire cat grinning their ass off.
Yeah.
But for me personally, it's just around having fun with it. You can say everything you want in a song, but if you don't enjoy it and you're just doing it to be interesting, it's pointless for me. Absolutely pointless. I think that comes through in the record. Like, there's something to say in there around the frustrations of living in small town New Zealand.
Mm.
The metropolis of Blenheim has. I mean, it depends what you want out of a place, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into bagging Blenheim. Like, I don't not like it. I really like it. It's been good for me and my family. But it's just fun to make fun of where you live, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Everyone does it. We've just sort of taken it and run with it, I guess, and made something
totally
really sarcastic and fun out of it.
I reckon the title ties that all nicely together as well. Council Sport, it is a great sort of banner for this album and for what you guys do as a band. Where did that name come from?
Maddie came up with that, our drummer. We were knocking around ideas for album names for a while and none of it was really sticking, and then Matt said Council Sport, and again it was like one of those eureka moments, like, yep, got it done. And like you say, it sort of ties in a lot of small town New Zealand thoughts. Like, everyone has their own individual like moans about where they come, but the unifying thing is everyone points a finger at the council, don't they? so it's just a fun way of linking everything, like you say. That's cool.
Yeah, totally. I wonder what it's like. Do you play at home in Blenheim often? And what's it like playing for that crowd versus, you know, coming to Backroom and playing to a bunch of punks who are ready to hear that type of thing? Do you do much playing at home, and what's it like?
We do some playing around here. There was a venue here called The Plant that tapped into quite a lot of music from around the country. That's sort of, it hasn't died, but it's just on sort of hiatus at the moment.
Yeah.
And Maddie, our drummer, run it. So yeah, that's sort of just on hiatus at the moment until things sort of, I don't know, I think COVID was a factor. Maddie had a kid, so it was just a few things like that. But there's a really supportive winery here, Framingham Wines. They've been really supportive of us. They've got an underground cellar where they've put on shows for number of bands like us and a few Christchurch bands, which has been good. And there's a bit of a rumbling around a new sort of spot to play venues, and it's currently our practice space.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's in a disused sawmill.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, it's wicked. And there's a few movie guys lurking around trying to turn it into an actual studio, and it's happening on a local scale, but there's big plans to make it go further afield. So with any luck, there'll be some music involvement in that. But coming up to Auckland, it's just such a shot in the arm for us. I mean, we're playing around Blenheim. People, like you say, they're used to reggae or nice stuff or cover bands, and then when we come up to Auckland, it's just such a relief. Like, you're playing a show and people are into loud, noisy stuff, and people are into it, and there's punks everywhere. It's we love coming up. We feel way more at home in the North Island, like Auckland, Tauranga, Raglan, we've played a few times, Palmy, places like that. They're just more open-minded. It's just so good to come up. Like, on the weekend, coming to Auckland, playing Backroom, playing Tauranga, Loserpalooza with the raft of bands there. It was just so refreshing, and it just woke us up again.
Yeah, that's awesome, and sounds like a great way to celebrate an excellent album. I think it's interesting you've talked about the North Island because you are released on an excellent Southern imprint, which is Melted Ice Cream out of Ōtautahi. Yeah. What's it been like working with them? Because they seem to put out, you know, so much amazing music all the time. I don't know when they get a chance to rest.
Yeah, the guy Brian Ferry, who runs Melted Ice Cream, he's just a bit of a legend, eh? We met Brian a number of years ago when he was drumming for Salad Boys, and we've just sort of kept in touch from there. And he recorded a number of our singles from about 3-4 years ago, where we put out Nothing Ever Happens, Bloke Shots, and a number of singles in a row, and a couple prior to that, actually, now I think about it. So he recorded those and helped us get them down. And then when the album came out, he said he'd be stoked to put it out on Melted Ice Cream. And we're like, brilliant. That just, I know, it felt right.
Yeah.
And they've had a real killer year with Violet French's record.
Totally.
The Best Bets record. Ben Woods. Man, I listened to that last night, and holy,
beautiful,
what an incredible album.
Yeah.
So to be in that company is so satisfying. It feels great.
Yeah. It sounds right as well, I think, as a punter, to be like, yep, all these bands, they sit well together, very different sounds, but the energy is there, and I think that's a nice way to tie all of those kind of southern scenes into one.
Nice.
It's been great to chat with you, Greg. We're going to listen to Uh-Oh now. Thanks for speaking with us this morning about Big Scout's album Council Sport. If folks want to get it in their lives, they can go to I believe the Melted Ice Cream Bandcamp page or your own Bandcamp page, is that right?
Yeah, either one. They've pressed, they're on their way, they'll be here in the next fortnight or so.
Very cool.
Pre-order's out now.
Awesome. Hey, thanks Greg, have a great rest of your morning. We'll see you soon.
No worries, cheers, see you next time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.